This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Hey, good morning. It's Walter Yerkew. How are you today? We missed last week, so welcome back. I had a few things I had to do and take care of, and so did Mr. Scoop. Mr. Scoop is still taking care of things. I want to send a condolence out to Scoop and his family. He lost his father-in-law last week, and our condolences to him, his wife, and his children, and the rest of his family. It was a untimely loss for Mrs. Stanton. So, just put your hands together for a moment and then, thank Scoop and his family, give them strength and stuff to get through this tough time in their lives. It has been a busy week. I'm glad to be back. I haven't been on in a couple of weeks. Like I said, I have had a few things I had to take care of. Nothing like Scoop and his family, but everything's well and good right now. And we'd like to move on and get on with the show. It's been a busy week. We are recording this, so by the time you hear this, this will all be a couple of days old. We have Christine Blasey Ford, as I speak, giving testimony in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee right now. And there is a bunch of stuff on Twitter. So by now, everybody's watched it, has heard her speak or tried to speak, has heard her, has watched her cry or has tried to cry. And it seems that she has some detailed information, but she's changing her statement in some of her letters that she wrote to Feinstein and her attorneys. And her attorneys are, of course, giving her advice on what to say, what not to say, how to say it, how to describe it, how to change it, how to add to it, how to take away from it. They each have 5 minutes to speak with this lady, and she is trying to appear to be distraught. Whether this is true or not remains to be seen. I don't think we'll ever know what the truth is. There are different people who have been named as to being witness to this alleged incident. She goes as far as admitting to that it was not a rape. It was she was forced down and held down and groped by Mr. Kavanaugh and with bystanders. And she described bystanders as people who stood and watched this happen. So we we still don't have an idea of what the issue is and why she waited 36 years. What she's done is pretty much the textbook answer that she was afraid. And if this happened, of course, we'd understand that she was. I'm an advocate for victims of domestic violence, sexual assault. You guys know that's my thing, to stand up for the rights of others. And I am standing up for her right to explain this to the Senate Judiciary Committee. However, you have to take into account that what she says may be half truths, may be entire truths, may be totally fabricated. The people that she's named as witnesses have all denied this, and there are two people that came forward, two young men that, well, they're not young men anymore, they're in their 50s, came forward and said that they were the ones that touched her or groped her, however she describes it, and Kavanaugh wasn't even there. Mr. Kavanaugh does not agree to anything this woman has said in the recent past. Of course, this is live now, and we won't know what his statements about her. I'm sure he's watching this with much scrutiny, as Mr. Trump is, like he said he was going to yesterday. Of course, he was going to watch it and listen to her. And that's all we could do at this point, is watch and listen. They're in the early stages of the cross-examination and questioning. And hopefully before the end of the hour, I can get to some of that to bring you up to speed on what is going on, if you didn't already know. And I'll be speaking in the future in about almost 64 hours from now. Okay, let's move on to our next big story of the week. Going to get back to the voice of Fat Albert himself, Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby was sentenced 3 to 10 years in a Pennsylvania state prison, and he spent his first night in jail on Tuesday, and the media was like all over it. You know, what his meal was, I think it was lasagna and bread and juice and milk and, it's prison food. I don't think we need to spend time on what he's eating or what his programming is going to be. They're just trying to figure this out too, the prison system. As I said in an earlier show a few months back, due to his health reasons, he will have what they call prisoner peers, and they will guide him, help him, push him around in a wheelchair if necessary, bring him his food if he can't get to the mess hall. I'm guessing, it hasn't been said, I'm guessing that he's in a protective custody wing of the prison, which means he will be in that cell for 23/7 until they figure out where to put him. Now, there are programs that allow other protective custody inmates to intermingle. I don't know if intermingle is a good word for inmates. He'll be intermingling with prisoners of not such a high celebrity status, of course, but other convicted felons of sexual offenses. He'll be in there with pedophiles. He'll be in there with, you know, rapists. The kind of convicted felons that can't and would not be able to survive in a regular prison population. So it is a kind of a club-fed kind of thing in that particular wing, where he probably won't have to go to a mess hall per se, except maybe go to a room to be served meals with these other inmates. He's going, like I said, he's going to have a prisoner peer with him to guide him in, because when he went in on Tuesday morning, he just didn't look real well, whether it was show or not. So we're going to get back to discussing Mr. Cosby, and he's gotten some advice from OJ. We'll be back after these words. This is 75 Radio. Stay tuned.
Is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosher-tify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
Hey, we're back, and it is still just me. That's what I got for today. Like I said, Scoop's going to be out for another week, and we'll have him back hopefully by next week. I just want to interject, I'm still watching this Blasey Ford testimony here, and she's just testified that with all these details that she described a little bit ago in her opening statement, that she was asked how she got home. She can't remember. She said she was inebriated to the point where she just doesn't remember how she got home, but she's sure she didn't drive. So that's just something I wanted to interject because everybody knows what's going on right now by the time this airs. Okay, we're going to get back to Bill Cosby. Started his prison sentence, and media was all over it early this week, and it's kind of quieted down because of this Kavanaugh-Ford testimony here. But I'm going to go on to say that Bill was sentenced to 3 to 10. You know, that's 36 months to 120 months. Now, he can get out serving 75% of the first 3 years. He can get out after serving 75% of the first 3 years with good behavior. Okay, now I can't see, you know, Bill, you know, jumping up in the middle of the mess hall and screaming food fight like Belushi and raising holy hell. As it is, he's being held up by bodyguards or prisoner peers now and walking with a cane and his eyes are closed as he's walking. You know, like I said, you know, whether that's real or not, is, you know, whatever. He's in, and the population that followed us and felt that he was guilty about the Quaaludes giving them to girls so he can have women, so he can have sex with them and such. I can't say that they're going to be satisfied or receive full closure on this 3 to 10 year sentence, but it's some type of satisfaction for the people in the community. Now, whether it's a coincidence or not, it's the same week they chose to do this Blasey Ford alleged sexual assault and him going to jail. You know, it to me, it's a big show. And I think it's poor timing. The timing is supposed to have some type of relevance to this case, where the Cosby thing is on the backs of people's minds, that he said no, no, no for 25, 30, 40 years about this, and then all of a sudden he is in jail for it. Are they looking to put Mr. Kavanaugh in jail? Who knows? Who knows how far this is going to go? But I suspect that Kavanaugh, by the time this airs, Kavanaugh will either be confirmed or within 48 hours of being confirmed early next week. So Bill can get out. Let's call it 27 months is about 75% of 36. And he's been convicted of this since April. So that's like 6 months ago. And I tweeted last night that, you know, he knew he was going to jail way before this. Not that there was a chance he might be found guilty. He knew he was going to be found guilty. You know, once you tell that you bought Quaaludes to give to women and, yeah, you had sex with them, I guess his point was it wasn't the lady who he's been convicted on assaulting. Now, he will serve at least 27 months. With good behavior, he can get out. These past 6 months, you know, any lawyer would have said, listen, you're going away starting for 3 years. You can get out in 27 months. Go in now and you'll get out, you know, that much sooner. Well, he didn't. So he's got 27 months from this week to go. So instead of getting out in like 20 months, 21 months from now, if he's already served six, well, it's just poor arithmetic on his attorneys. I don't know what kind of loose ends he had to tie up. You know, apparently with his public appearances, the guy can't even stand up by himself. So what he was doing, I don't know. Can he not tie up his loose ends before he goes to prison? Is he planning on dying in prison? He may very well. You know, you never know. He may very well die tomorrow. You know, the guy's 82 years old. Too bad. You know, you want to dance, you got to pay the piper. And you're paying, buddy. But getting back, OJ. OJ's in the middle of a Pictionary. Not in the same way he normally is. But OJ's been giving Bill Cosby advice on how the convicted of sex crimes are treated in prison. Like I said, all of a sudden, you got OJ. He's a big shot now because he did, you know, a bunch of years in jail. Whether he did his crimes or not, I'm not going to get into. But here we have OJ given, according to Fox, giving Bill Cosby advice on how to survive in jail. You know, he's an 82-year-old man. He gets next to a fight. He's going to get hurt just from the backlash. So I don't think that's going to happen. They'll be very protective over Mr. Cosby to make sure that he's not physically assaulted. And that's why he's in this protective custody wing. I don't know where OJ served his time. I don't know if he was in population or if he was locked down most of the time. But here we have OJ jumping in when, you know, he's been out of the limelight for what, 3 years since he's gotten out of prison. Again, he needs to keep his mouth shut, just like he didn't keep his mouth shut after his trial, you know, 20 odd years ago, and put himself right back into the limelight, and he ended up back in jail again. So he just needs to step off, leave it alone. You know, is it a black thing? Is it not a black thing? Listen, leave the guy alone. He's got lawyers better than yours, even though you guys had the dream team, but he's got lawyers advising him and they're in contact with the prison. So we don't need OJ sticking his business in Bill Cosby's nose. So we have, like I said, Bill Cosby in prison. Thank goodness he's going to pay for the crimes that he committed. He did everything but admit to it to this particular young lady. As I understand, there was little of an impact statement and little that Mr. Cosby said. It was more of a release than a statement by Mr. Cosby when he was sentenced to 310. We're going to jump over to Twitter about James Woods, very, very popular actor, very conservative, very outspoken on social media. And he has been, I don't know if he's been banned. And No. Yeah, I'm getting, no, he wasn't banned. I'm more or less suspended from Twitter for using derogatory comments about certain things. I'm not going to get into it because that's his beef. But show your support. And it doesn't matter if you like what somebody's saying on Twitter or not. Everybody's got the right to say what they want. So what we are going to do is we are going to just briefly touch on Twitter is pretty much putting the kibosh on the freedom of speech, and they're changing their policies that they are going to institute a stricter stricter concept on certain words and language and statements, and they will suspend more accounts if this happens. So, I'm going to bring this up again. Like I said, you know, I'm not the prejudiced guy by a stretch. I'm not a prejudiced man. However, it seems that the younger African American population continue to use that derogatory N-word. They spell it different, and we're going to get into that after this break. You all listening to 75 Radio, and we'll be back with the N-word in a few minutes.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C., and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. You're home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Yeah.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
Okay, we're back after the fantastic bump music that we play before and after each commercial break. I thank the Harold crew for taking care of those bump musics and those intros. We were talking about Twitter and Twitter taking it upon itself, which it can. I mean, it is who it is, on restricting certain language, certain words. And I was referring to our young black African-Americans, because there are white African-Americans, using the N-word, spelled different. And I'm not going to say it because I don't like the word, but they spell it different. And as derogatory as this is, Twitter constantly lets the N-word in, referring to everybody, white, black, green, orange, different. I mean, I've been called the N-word, on Twitter, and I think that is more derogatory and degrading to a person than what Mr. Woods, James Woods, was talking about his political beliefs and views. And the N-word is one word that should be banned. If it's used, hey, get rid of it. You know, get rid of the guy or the girl or the group that has been posting it. It's not fair to anybody else who's, I mean, they didn't even say it on television at OJ's trial. That's where the N-word came from. Instead of saying the word out loud because it was offensive to Mr. Darden and Mr. Cochran and Mr. Simpson because of their African heritage, it was deemed to, okay, we'll just use the N-word, say N-word when you're referring to that. And on Twitter, you know, these young people on Twitter, like I said, and they're mostly black African-Americans, using this amongst themselves and calling everybody the N-word. And white people don't call each other crackers or honkies or anything like that. And I think if Twitter is going to start there with a worldwide ban on the N-word. If anybody has any backlash, and I'm going to get it. If anybody has any issue, I'm going to get backlash on this. I know I've gotten it. I've said it out loud on Twitter a couple of times this past week, and I've gotten some good, some bad. And, you know, I've been called it this past week. So it's really unbelievable. I'm going to interject here, watching these hearings. They're on a break. And these people are taking selfies inside the forum of each other. On their cell phones, and they're all thanking each other. And here I am in front of the empty panel, cell phone with a cell phone picture with bad hair. And you want to talk, I shave my head every day. And now he's looking at himself at the picture that the lady just took of him. So it a little bit of a circus. I don't know who that fella is. He looks familiar, but I don't know his name. that's kind of unbelievable. These people are taking pictures of each other in front of the panel. That's nobody's sitting there right now. I guess they're not allowed to. These people, it's just unbelievable. Everybody's taking pictures of each other. It's like they're at a ball game for the first time. You know, look where I am. Okay, well, moving on. Mr. Woods, I hope you get back on Twitter very soon. I enjoy listening, and not just listening. I enjoy reading your quirks and your quotes and your opinion. I think there's a lot of people that miss it. Let's see. Come on, guys. What else is top story? Oh, Tiger Woods won a championship, his 80th championship this past week. And he did it in almost pull-away fashion. He finished, 12 under? 13 under par, first place. He won $10 million because he finished at the top of the Ryder Cup, which is like points. It's like, I guess, what NASCAR does these days. You get a certain amount of points for participating And it all came down to last week's tournament. And he won it, and he won $10 million. And I guess he's back. Now, Tiger's been very good for golf, you know, the past 20 years. Except he had, you know, the last 10 years was shaky. He had the knee surgery. He had the porn star scandal. His wife found out, and Aaron at the time. And then he crashed into his gate or something, and that's in Juniper, Florida. That's where his house was with his wife. And then the police, and that's how it came out, you know, like 9-10 years ago. And he's back in the limelight. And MSNBC or Fox has a picture of him and his new girlfriend of, you know, they've been together for a while. And instead of referring to her by name or as his new partner, they refer to her as his new squeeze. Now, I haven't heard that in, what, 25, 30 years? That's my squeeze. That's his new squeeze. That's her new squeeze. I thought that was kind of a little bit derogatory. Yeah, they had her name in the caption of the picture. It was a Ryder Cup finals picture. All the guys from the tour were wearing the black suit with the little white handkerchief. Pretty much all exactly the same, and their partners, spouses, whatever the case may be, or whatever you want to call your significant other these days, and it said Tiger Woods and his new squeeze. That was the big headline. And, you know, could have been Tiger and his new partner. You know, hey, the girl's got a name. You know, don't be idiots. I think that was part of somebody's gem to write down because of Tiger wouldn't be baited into talking about Mr. Trump in a bad way a few weeks ago. And that was his right. So anyway, Tiger is back. He's won his 80th tournament. He hasn't won anything in 5 years. He hasn't won a major in 10. And, you know, he's aging. He's a little bit thinner. His hair is a lot thinner, maybe even a little bit grayer around the sides. But he, you know, he's back. He said he had a long road. And he's good for golf. I really haven't watched golf in the past 3 or 4 years, pretty much because it's not exciting anymore. It's kind of dull. Tiger adds a little bit of, how should I say, class to a game that thinks it has non-smelly socks. Is that? People here in the studio laughing at me now. You know, golf is kind of a snooty kind of a sport, you know, as is tennis, you know, hush, they got guys yelling out quiet, you know, and yeah, people got to take this shot. I think I went through this last week or two weeks ago where, you know, in Yankee Stadium, you got 50,000 people and you're trying to hit a ball at 90 miles an hour coming at you, you know, with a bat. And in golf, the damn ball is right at your feet if you can't hit it. And it's right at your feet, you know, hey, there's something wrong with you. Tiger is one of those, is concentration, but he's good for golf. He's good for golf. We thought Serena was good for tennis until a few weeks ago. Also, I was a Serena fan. I'm still a Serena fan. I mean, I like watching her play. I won't watch tennis unless Serena's in the, you know, is on TV. So here I am going rambling again. Okay, we got Rosie O'Donnell. I'm going to talk just a little bit about her. She is back in the news. You know how I feel about Rosie O'Doodle. She was the headliner a few years ago, spewing out, if Trump gets elected, I'm moving out of the country. Well, we're coming up in 2 months. We're coming up on the second anniversary of the 2016 presidential election, when he became president-elect, and she hasn't packed her bags yet. Hopefully by now she would have been with who's it? Ashley Judd, and moved to a foreign country, but I don't think there's any foreign countries that want her, you know, kind of like the Jewish character in the Godfather. Nobody wants her either. So I guess we're stuck with her. We'll get to that in a little bit, and our last segment is coming up. So these words from our sponsor, Five Ready. Be back.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
Hey, everybody. It's Walter again. We're back. It's just me here in Southern Tennessee Studios. Scoop is off this week. Dealing with the death of his father-in-law this past week. So again, we'll say to Scoop that he him and his family get some strength. So we're going to move on. We're going to close out the show over the next 10 minutes or so. I'd like first to say you can get in touch with us on our website. It's 75radio.wordpress.com. That's 75radio.wordpress.com. And on that site, you can find us. Scoop does a blog on the week's events and what this week's show is about. And what's going on? I see the light blinking. Are we losing our connection? All right. Well, sometimes we have this light blinking, and sometimes I pop off the air, as Scoop will make fun of me next week because I didn't feed the hamster in the wheel that keeps my generator going. Anyway, we are going to, again, 75radio.wordpress.com. And you can also get us on Twitter. It's at 75, spell out 75, radio number one. 75 radio one. We've gotten a lot of comments over the past few months since we've had that. And we enjoy reading them. Scoop and I talk about what people are saying about us during the week when we talk. And a lot of it's good. We have some requests on our Twitter. Our Twitter is sometimes bombarded and sometimes empty. But there's always something in there. We've gotten a few requests from police agencies based on my background with the 75 document. And I rarely talk about it, but I'm going to talk a little bit about it this week. A major motion picture company has been in touch with some of the cast members of the documentary itself, and they would like to make a feature movie about 75. Based in the 80s, it happened. So they want to do a retro movie from 30 years ago. So that means you people out there that have 1984, 1985 Plymouth Furies, four doors, please fill up my inbox that you would like to donate them to be part of this project if this major motion picture company decides to make this movie. We are going to be painting them what we used to call RMP Blue. RMP stands for Radio Motor Patrol, which means it's a car. So police car blue with the white stripe down the side, and I guess the interior doesn't matter. And we'll probably need 25 or 30 of them. So if you have one that you would like to donate, please let me know through my Twitter account. Get on my Twitter account, at Walter Yerkew, or 75 Radio Twitter account, and let us know. We're also going to need police uniforms from back then. So if there are any ex-New York City cops that are listening to this and still got your shirts and your ties and the light blue shirts that walked around looking like garbage men. Not that there's anything wrong with being a garbage man. I probably would have made a better garbage man than a cop, but we're going to need those uniforms as well. And I'm sure we can find a lot of 38 specials, because that's what we carried back then. There wasn't these 9mm Glocks and Smith & Wesson 9mm and such like that. And the old type holsters, the swivel holsters, I don't know if you can buy them anymore. So if anybody wants to donate, these are props for the movie. And I don't know if they're going to make the movie or not, but, you know, I've been in contact. They've been in contact with me. So if anybody has any comments about this 75 major motion picture, I don't know what they're going to call it, this project that they're looking to do, who knows? Maybe they'll wait until all the cast members are too old or too dead to have any input. But that's kind of what they want us to do, is be consultants on this project and come up with a screenplay. They've hired a director, and a few writers have come and gone, but they haven't been able to nail it down. So I guess they're just testing the waters to see if any of us want to be part of it. I personally would rather not. I don't want to get tied down into it. If they make it, great. It'll probably not be as good as the documentary, but it'll probably have a few storylines in it that'll make it a drama, cop drama. And I don't want to be involved in a standard cop drama, taking fiction and adding nonfiction to make it good for Hollywood. So if you have any thoughts about what we should do about this project, please let me know. You can also reach out to my friend Michael Dowd. His is very simple. It's at the Mike Dowd. That's his Twitter, at the Mike Dowd. Chicky is not on social media. And the other guy, you can figure out who the other guy is, and you can write to him if you want. No interest there either. But some people were asking on my personal Twitter account, you know, when they're going to make a movie, when they're going to make a movie. And that's entirely up to motion picture industry. They sniffed around a few years ago. People signed a few contracts. Nothing happened. In the past 6 or 8 months, they've done the same thing. They've sniffed around and a few people have signed a few contracts. And, you know, it's not just, you know, me, Chicky, and Mike and the other guy. It's also the other characters, the other part of the internal affairs cops, the Southern District, with Feinstein and Mike Trosta, the DEA guy. So, you know, they've been in touch, and, you know, that's the way I guess you make a movie. I don't know. Again, they call the 7-5 the cop version of Goodfellas. I hope they, you know, continue to advertise it. It's still on Netflix if anybody's interested. It's still on YouTube if anybody's interested. I believe Sony owns the rights to the documentary, if I'm correct, they still own it. Yep. Somebody's looking it up. And yep, Sony still owns the rights to the 7-5 documentary project. So if you have any input, you can also do their Twitter. At Sony, probably, and tell them, hey, you know, you want to see this? Let's get to it, and let's get it over with. I mean, Jesus, we're pushing up on the midterms already, for God's sake. This movie's been out for 4 years, so let's move it along. Well, I'd like to just end the show. It's flu season. I know we're going from the 7-5 to flu season, right? it's a flu season. I believe in flu shots. I get one every year. It doesn't really make me sick. I think that's a myth, or for more sensitive type of people. And if you get sick from the flu shot, that's okay, because part of the vaccine is the flu virus. And that will just show you that, yeah, you needed the flu shot. Because if you got the real flu bug, you can get very sick. And there are many people that have died from getting the flu. Whether you got a flu shot or not, you have a better chance of survival if you do get the flu shot. So it is flu season. Flu season started, I got my shot last year. Got my shot last August, I should say, last month. And I should be good to go. And then I'll get a booster shot probably in December. That's my Christmas present to myself. And then I'll be good until the following August next year. So, again, I want to take out time to say to my friend Scoop and his family, much strength to get through this difficult time. And I'll be talking with them probably this afternoon, I hope, to see how they're getting along. In the meantime, the Kavanaugh, Christine Blasey Ford hearing is still going on. I have it up on the screen. And it is... it's moving along slow. She's smiling when she likes the questions, and she's kind of cringing her face when she doesn't like the questions. Right now she's smiling with a Democrat and asking her questions, and then she kind of frowns when it's a Republican asking her questions. She's fiddling around with notes. And it doesn't look like this is going to turn out well for her. Whatever, by the time this airs, you guys will know what happened. And this is 7-5 Radio. I hope you enjoyed today's show. I am going to have Scoop Jim with me next week, Jim Lancia, and have a great week. Stay safe. Tell your family you love them. 75 Radio.
James Edwards for 75 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.